And if you think about the next card, what's the next card? The Hermit.
As
man progresses spiritually, he realizes that God never turns away from him. He is never alone. And his most secret deeds and thoughts cannot be hidden. Therefore, it is important for him to examine his motives carefully. In times of loneliness and despair, when all seems dark, he needs only raise his vision to see the Christ light pointing the way. And you got the lantern, right? And you talked about becoming a going inside. So to go inside, you need to be a hermit for a minute, right?
Two things. Sugar tart.
All right.
Be still. And be silent. And when most people do those things, they actually indulge in meditation. And that's symbolic of that hermit card. Because answers or resolutions that you seek come from within, and to be able to acquire or tap into that insider information, you have to go into that meditative state, which would require you to withdraw from the noise around you with people, the environment, or the world, and you sort of hibernate or go into that hermit state so that you can surpass and become enlightened.
Then the next card is,
by the way, that hermit represents Virgo.
Oh yeah, some would say the best sign out there.
That's interesting, because the card we just did before that was the Strength, and I've heard people say that that was the best card and sign out there for that. I think you said Leo, if I recollect correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, but
so I've heard that on my end and in my circles.
Oh, so you heard Leo's the best sign, and it's funny, I heard Virgo was the best sign, but hey, funny. I guess we all are on two different ends, huh?
Some of us are on the right end, some of us are on the wrong end. but when we go in to go back to
mm-hmm.
When we go to that Virgo, represented by Mercury, with Virgo, it's analytical.
And to go inside, you need to analyze analytical skills.
Yes, that's what I was tying that together with. Yeah, with the Virgo being analytical and observant. Have an ability to compartmentalize things and information, and it's a different subset when you get to that. So really, to excel with that, when you think about that hermit representing the Virgo with that analytical mindset and skill set, you really can come to conclusions when you withdraw inside of yourself.
Yeah.
So it's pretty deep, that card.
Well, some would say Virgos are pretty deep. Some would say.
I've heard that. I've also heard you should wear boots around them because it gets pretty deep.